The Wisconsin Hospital Association didn't like the governor's proposal from day one, and now, armed with the figures, WHA's Eric Borgening says hospitals could stand to lose $132 million instead of gaining $283 million the governor thinks they will.
The concern with that, of course, is that will have to be passed on to patients.
The governor says taxing hospitals will leverage the federal government into paying them more in Medicaid reimbursements. Borgening says that's not what the federal regulations allow.
This is not, some crazy interpretation that we've concocted. This is the way the state itself has enforced these limits over the years.
Borgening says the federal regulations can be changed to make the governor's plan come true, but don't count on it.
They don't seem to be inclined or looking for opportunities to hand out more money to the states these days, unfortunately.
The hospitals are also concerned tax revenues will just be used for other things instead of improved health care. Jim Dick, Wisconsin Radio Network.